I'm Sophie Crow, coming to you from above topsecret.com with an ATS podcast. Responding to discussion on the podcast, Quakes Trigger Quakes. This discussion is about the groundbreaking and, to many, surprising results of two recent studies on earthquake dynamics, recently published in Nature magazine. The two studies were jointly funded by France and the U.S. Department of Energy and involved some heavy scientific hitters from places like Los Alamos. For example, Paul Johnson is a geoscientist at Los Alamos National Laboratory and a co-author of both Nature papers. The studies were undertaken because while it was known that quakes triggered quakes, the why and how of it remained a mystery. The results of these studies take previous assumptions about earthquake dynamics and turns them upside down. This really is very exciting stuff. Two contributors here, Val Hall and Thomas Crown, question the study results. Their opinions reflect the standard industry position, which is designed simply to avoid charges of liability and does not accurately reflect contemporary scientific knowledge. The recommendation I made to Val Hall and Thomas Crown was, if you have difficulty accepting the study's results, you should go directly to the source. In the USA, that would be the US Department of Energy and or the Los Alamos National Laboratory. But for purposes of this discussion, we are accepting the study's results and observations as valid and proceeding from there. The key discovery is that amplitude, not frequency, is the critical factor that causes one earthquake to trigger another. Again, just to clarify, discussion here is intended to focus on the implications of and possible explanations for this newly understood factor and the resulting dynamics. Just to nudge things along a little, I'm going to read you a few key quotes that I've pulled out of the article written on these studies by discovery.com. Quote, they discovered that the materials didn't react to the frequency of the seismic vibrations, but were weakened as a whole when hit by shocks exceeding certain seismic strengths, comparable to the loudness of the seismic waves. The sudden weakening at key amplitudes, instead of gradual weakening as amplitudes steadily increased, is why they describe the triggering as nonlinear. To see if the laboratory finding could be applied to real earthquakes, Johnson, from Los Alamos, teamed up with the U.S. Geological Survey's Joan Gomberg to see which sorts of historical quakes seem to be triggering other tremors. They compared records from a number of remotely triggered quakes and found that the most important factor was amplitude, not frequency, just as in the laboratory. End quote. Again, thank you all very much, and don't forget to check out Loam's research if you haven't done already. It's pretty amazing stuff.
You gotta get some information. You gotta wake up. You gotta think.